From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Turkey and key Syrian opposition groups pledged on Saturday to support a complicated and partly secret ceasefire deal agreed upon by the United States and Russia.
First, we agreed on the steps through which the regime will come to a place where it will not fly combat missions anywhere where the opposition is present in an area that we have agreed on with very real specificity. Once this arrangement takes full effect, the regime would no longer be able to do in the future what it has been able to do so much in the past, which is go after Nusra, allegedly, but hit moderate opposition.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says the plan also calls for the U.S. and Russia to cooperate on the fight against terror groups within Syria. After marathon negotiations with his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, in Geneva, Kerry said a nationwide ceasefire would begin Monday at sundown. North Korea said Saturday it would not submit to U.S. nuclear blackmail, a day after shocking the world with its fifth and largest nuclear test. The U.S. is exasperated by the strong military steps being taken by the DPRK in a phased way. The North's latest test, preceded by a volley of missile launches in recent months, sparked worldwide condemnation. The UN Security Council agreed on Friday immediately to begin work on a new series of sanctions. The Islamic State is accused of setting off two bombs outside of a shopping mall in Baghdad overnight, killing at least 12 people, wounding dozens of others. Iraqi security officials say at least one of the explosions that struck just before midnight Friday was caused by a suicide bomber. This is VOA News. Sunday marks the 15th anniversary of the September 11th attacks on the United States. U.S. President Barack Obama said Saturday in his weekly address, the day was one of the darkest in our nation's history.
15 years ago, a September day that began like any other became one of the darkest in our nation's history. The Twin Towers were reduced to rubble. The Pentagon was in flames. A Pennsylvania field burned with the wreckage of an airplane. And nearly 3,000 innocent lives were lost. This weekend, we honor their memory once more. We stand with the survivors who still bear the scars of that day. We thank the first responders who risked everything to save others.
On Sunday, the annual 9/11 National Day of Service and Remembrance, the president will observe a moment of silence at the White House. Later, he will speak at a ceremony at the Pentagon honoring those killed 15 years ago. More than 2 million worshippers are expected to begin the Hajj pilgrimage in Saudi Arabia on Saturday.
I feel so very great that Allah gave me the opportunity to be among those who witness this Jumat prayer today in Haram, Mecca. And I pray, inshallah, because to Allah, may Allah inspire my life to next year so that I will be able to come and perform the same Hajj. The sermon was very good, touching. It was a lecture about what we are going to do in Munna. Arafat and Musarifat is all about Hajj. We pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our Hajj as Hajj, my bro.
The Hajj is an act of faith required by all able-bodied Muslims once in their life. During the Hajj, pilgrims seek forgiveness for their sins and meditate on their faith. A boiler exploded at a packaging factory near Bangladesh's capital Saturday, killing at least 22 people and injuring dozens of others. The blast triggered a fire at the factory outside Dhaka that produces and prints plastic packaging for potato chips and other household goods. An investigation underway Saturday into the cause of that deadly explosion. Samsung is urging users of their Galaxy Note 7 to stop using their phones immediately and exchange them Saturday following reports of batteries exploding. Over the weekend, many major airlines also demanded that customers power off their phones or even stow them in checked bags before boarding planes. UN foreign funding has dried up for Haiti's fight against cholera, even though officials believe the illness has been reintroduced into the country by Nepali peacekeepers, triggering a surge of deaths. UN peacekeepers dumped infected sewage into a river. The result led to thousands dying from cholera and many more sickened by the disease. I'm Michael Brown in Washington. Details on more news. Join us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.